Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's talk about Princess Kate. So let's go through some scenarios. Let's say number one, she is ill or recovering until Easter, as stated. She may not look the way that she wants to present, and she posted a picture to buy time. She got caught, and now they're figuring out what to do about that. And they apologize for the edit, whether she did it or someone else. They are acknowledging that the picture was manipulated, which we already knew, not me, but people. And so now she still doesn't want to be seen because of whatever is ailing her. Okay. Let's say number two, she has something worse wrong with her, God forbid. And she is in many ways the glowing face of the monarchy. It's not Camilla. It's certainly not Charles. He's not Queen Elizabeth. William doesn't have the same charisma that we saw with Diana, and that the woman in that family seems to be the shining beacon of hope. So let's pretend that she has something worse wrong, and they are not ready to say that because King Charles has been ailing also, and they're trying to devise a plan, because that, you know, the forward-facing aspect of the monarchy is the monarchy. Let's say that they're having some marital issues or something happened and she has some sort of leverage and she's not willing to do her royal duties until whatever that matter is resolved. Do we feel like we are owed an explanation for what exactly is wrong with her medically, if there is something? Because she's like, you know, it's not like she's the president where she can press the button, but she reflects a stability that people feel when they see the royal family in place. There's a lot of talk about Harry and Meghan remained relatively quiet since they left. It's an interesting time because had they not left, they would be performing the royal duties, but it doesn't seem like they wanted that gig to begin with, or they didn't want that gig in sort of the secondary, more understudy role, but now they would be having the main role, particularly Meghan. So that's an interesting dynamic as well. And I don't know if you can go home again, because I don't know that King Charles would say, hey, come on back in. That's just a spectacle for everyone. That would be frothy and frenzied. The fact remains that the question is, should everybody know everything about anyone in power? Is that what people well, I would say sign up for, but they didn't even sign up. This is what they were born into. So you're born into that no matter what happens to you, no matter what you feel, no matter what therapy you go through, no matter what medical situation you have, no matter what your reasons are, that you must tell everybody everything. And I think the answer is no, they have so many secrets and they always have. I think the photo was the tipping point because it's been filtered and edited, and then that shows that not everything is what it seems. But I think that not everything is what it seems is obvious, and we're just stupid to think that every picture that we've ever seen has been something that is based in fact. And so that's the problem. We are the problem. It's us. They say he who makes the gold makes the rules, and there is no place with more gold than the royal family, but it is my opinion that it is not he who makes the gold that makes the rules. In the royal family, it is she who wears the gold that makes the rules, because Queen Elizabeth made the rules. Princess Diana was underestimated, but she had a tremendous amount of power. And now if King Charles has experienced illness and it's not Camilla that has any sort of public power, Princess Kate has the heaviest crown of them all. She's the forward-facing, soothing comfort that the public wants and needs. And if anything has been happening in her marriage that is untoward, she has all the power. She has the leverage because she is completely needed. She is something that will calm people's nerves in the absence of the queen. She's a female presence in the monarchy, which is needed. And for whatever reason, it's just not Camilla. She doesn't have the light. She doesn't command the presence. It was Diana. It's unclear whether it was or would have been Meghan had she stayed, which it's clear that she didn't want to. She would have to step in now. But there was no room for, I guess, her to feel as if there was an understudy when Kate was the leading role, or she and Harry just wanted to live their private lives, as they've stated. So either way, Kate has a tremendous amount of leverage and power, and we've never seen that more than now. And just don't ever underestimate women. I guess that's what the last few years have taught us, but this is a very interesting time because she has a lot of power, and I hope she's okay. But in the event that something has happened in their marriage and she just does not want to perform her royal duties, that's going to be an interesting post-nup. Okay, I'm a big fan of Cozy Earth. Who doesn't love bed sheets that feel like butter? Oh my God, they're delicious. They make you feel special. They make you feel rich. They make you feel clean. They make you feel refreshed. The sheet sets are to die for. They fit my bed perfectly and they wash like a dream. Travel friendly and hassle free, Cozy Earth's bedding comes in adorable totes, making it the perfect companion for your adventures near and far. Elevate your summer getaway with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding and loungewear, ensuring the comfort of home wherever you roam. Cozy Earth has everything you need to turn every moment into pure bliss. Discover your next destination for ultimate comfort at Cozy Earth. Visit CozyEarth.com and use my code Bethany, B-E-T-H-E-N-N-Y, at checkout to get 35% off. Whoa! And let them know that I sent you after you check out.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
I am watching the greatest love story never told, the Jennifer Lopez documentary about the fantasy movie that she made about her relationships, and I'm feeling it. I'm going to say, honestly, I am feeling it. I am connecting to her. I am giving it to her. Like, she is makeup free. She is vanity free. She has illustrated and delineated that J-Lo is a persona and a part of her and who she always wanted to be, but a separate character, if you will, and that Jennifer is who she is. I'm not even sure that she's Jenny from the block. I think she's just Jennifer. And the heartbreak she's experienced, and she's acknowledging that she's flawed. She really is vulnerable about her relationship and leaning into the Ben and her chapter as older people. I'm telling you, this is what happens when you crack 50. This is what happens. Like, you just have to let some things go. You have to be honest about who you really are. You can't just cling on and hold on to things that aren't useful to you. It's just not possible. It's just something, you know, you can tell young people, they can't understand until you hit there. It's a rite of passage. And she's hit there, and Ben is hit there. And I can't even tell you that when they first got back together, you know, I've met her and I know the people that work with her, but like, I don't know Jennifer Lopez by any means. And from what I know of her, which is very little and just peripheral and outside looking in, but I've seen her without makeup and I've seen her, you know, at her house, and she is really vulnerable, and it's just, I'm believing it. And it's honest. And when she got back together with Jen, like, it was a headline to me, and it was, you know, like many other people, probably an eye roll. Like, but the same thing would go on with me and my relationships in my life. And I actually am relating to her story a lot. You know, we don't know these celebrities, they're personas, and we don't know them. We know them as the lyrics they sing and the image they portray, and they get to portray the image that they want us to receive. They get to serve us what they want to serve us. And here, I don't get the sense that we're being served anything. I get the sense that she had cameras, she took it seriously. She did this $20 million project that she wanted to do from the bottom of her heart. I hope it's done well. I mean, from a curiosity and probably viewing perspective, it's probably done well, but it's an expensive juggernaut, and it doesn't matter because she wanted to do it. And this is a documentary about it, but we're getting some slices of her and Ben. And I relate to someone being in your life and like, they just don't want any part of the spectacle, but he got into a relationship with Jennifer Lopez, and she is in the spectacle. She's part of the spectacle. I really don't think he wants to go to the Met Gala, but they're going to go together because he's going to support her and she's supporting what he's doing. And I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm watching this. I'm seeing her cry and talk about her life. And it was heartbreak. And the fact that she got her love back after all these years, I understand why she wants to sing from the goddamn rooftops. Like, that's insane. That's like lightning striking twice. It doesn't happen. So she was madly in love with this guy 20 years ago. And, you know, he was like the bad boy and the gambler and the addict to be. And think about how that worked. He hadn't grown. He hadn't matured. He hadn't become a father. He hadn't become a husband. And he hadn't become 50 either. And that they would get together 20 years later. And I had heard that like they did have connection for all those years. And I'm sure they were both the one that got away, but it was just too much for them to handle. And I really do relate to that. But I just don't relate to getting your love back 20 years later and having this second chance. And so she's like bursting out because who gives a shit about the persona J-Lo and the career and all that stuff. She knows that all of that is amazing and she's accomplished that and she's conquered that and she's made the money. But like what's harder and what's always slipped through her fingers is accomplishing the relationship and the partnership and the bond. And they kind of explained that a lot of people didn't want to be part of her project because, well, some people felt that like it's so precious. Poetically and perfectly, Jane Fonda was resistant and hesitant and really wanted this relationship to work for her. And Jane Fonda is older and wiser than Jennifer. And she realizes that love is precious and hard to find and youth is wasted on the young. And you know, if you find it, cherish it and protect it and don't let it go. And so Jane Fonda seems to not have wanted Jennifer to, you know, tamper with that or exploit that in any way. And I get that because Ben wrote all these letters to her over the years and she had it in a studio and was showing people because she's an expressionist and she's passionate about it and she wants to sing about it and she wants to share it. And she also is that vulnerable little girl that wants us to know she's made it. She also wants us to know she's not, you know, the flawed, hopeless romantic that can't hold a relationship. I fully understand that too. And she doesn't want to seem like a failure. She's a winner in her career, so she doesn't want to seem like a failure in relationship. And the first time she feels like a winner in relationship, she wants to share it. And Ben, you know, he's been through his own journey, and he wants to hold it close to the vest. And he's a writer and a different type of creator and a director and a movie producer who creates quietly and has a different process. The Duncan thing is really fun and he gets to be humorous, but it's not him and it's not about his life and it's not vulnerable. And, you know, it's an extension of being with his boys in the car, you know, on Good Will Hunting. What she's doing is a departure for him, but he has to support her as an artist because that's who he's in a relationship with. And she has to support the fact that he's not comfortable with it because that's who she's in a relationship with. I don't know. I'm enjoying it. I think it's great. I know Elaine. I almost worked on a project with Elaine years ago. I know Benny too. And good for all of them. She honestly has a good support system around her. She's got a team of Teflon around her. And that's really hard to find. And not everyone has that. And I mean, they're like ride or die. They're like in it for the long haul every day. I've definitely never had that. I love her and Ben. So I don't know what I thought or said in the beginning, and I didn't know anything, but I will say that I'm fully team Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, and I'm into this movie, and I saw the fantasy movie, and now I'm getting the fantasy movie, and it was her passion project, and when she said Purple Rain, that made sense to me too, because she was saying Prince did like his opus. If I were ordering it on a menu, I want less of this documentary to be about the making of the fantasy movie. I want to like get that clutter out of the way. And I want to hear more of her talking about her life and her journey and her, like she went there, but she was still a little afraid. She didn't fully go vulnerable about her as a parent, as a mother, as a daughter, as a sister, as a parent, famous kids, you know, more about her and Ben, whatever she's sort of feels comfortable sharing, or just her own experience in relationship and her own experience and the mistakes that she's made and the mistakes that she's made in career and her fears. And I'm interested in that. So I watched the fantasy thing thinking it was going to be the documentary. And now I'm watching the documentary and it's giving me a lot, but I like want the raw. Like we're like, it's now like a raw, slightly polished diamond. But like, I want to see the uncut gem because this is the first time I've connected to, related to, understood, and sympathized with empathy for Jennifer Lopez in this way. So I think it's very interesting. And this is definitely a new chapter for her. This certainly is her now. The amount that Jennifer Lopez works is astonishing. At this age, to be putting every ounce and fiber of your being into every choreography, note, casting, wardrobe, makeup. And you know that she's traveling around the world going to different fashion weeks and hanging out with Dolce & Gabbana and doing the Met Gala stairs and being a wife and having kids, I have to say, I can't even believe the level. I don't know how she doesn't fry and burn out. I just did a movie for 14 days and I did one scintilla of what she just did in this movie that she paid $20 million for. And I was like, that's a lot of work. It's not for the faint of heart. This woman is a machine, like a machine, full on. And I'm a machine. Different type of machine, but this one is, she's a machine. Facts.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com, that's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Woke up still thinking about the Jennifer Lopez documentary, because the part that I didn't talk about was how hard she works and pushes. And I bet people wonder why, like, to what end? You know, you're like a machine pushing, and then people will say things like, you know, life's too short, or it's about family, or it's about love. And when you get older, it doesn't matter how much money you have. And all of these things are true. There's a lot of time. Like, I know it's not a lot of time in the sense that we're getting older, but, you know, in a day, your kids go to school, your everyone's busy, everyone's got families, and sometimes working is like, it's something to do. I don't know if that makes any sense. Like, it gives me purpose. It's something to do. If you're not a person who works out as like a hobby, I can't explain it. Like, if you're not a person who works out like as a time filler, and you're not a shopper who shops as a time filler, which I presume someone like Jennifer Lopez is not. She enjoys it, but it's not like that would be something she would do as an activity. Same thing with working out. I don't work out, but she seems like she works out because she wants to be in shape and look good and be able to eat, not like she, you know, wants to be a person that works out and lunches. So then what is there? Your kids have their own lives. You spend time with them. You spend families. But like, you want to have purpose. You want to say something. You have something coming out of you that you want to express. And I really do get that, because I have my most certain identity in work. Like, I know where I'm supposed to be. I know what time I'm supposed to be there. I know what I'm supposed to do. I know how I'm supposed to do it. Well, I can do that. The personal life and like, what do you do otherwise is very hard for me. I'm not very social. And so it's like counterintuitive to just make plans when, even though people say like social connectivity is so critical, I get that. It's just that some people have places where they're more comfortable in their identity. Some people, it is shopping. It's not even talking bad about that. I love to shop on vacation and, you know, don't go to museums as much. And that could be shameful, but it's true. So some people like really are good at like, I'm getting up, I'm going to Pilates, then I'm meeting a friend for lunch, then I'm doing this. I'm just not good at that. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. So everyone has different things that they're good at, you know, or that, not that they're good at, that like makes sense to them. For some people, it's being the mom that's very involved in school activities, you know, like making costumes and sports mom, like the sports kid mom. That's very much someone's identity. Like that's what they pride themselves on. That's what they're good at. That's where they get validation in some ways, things like that. Everyone's got, you know, fathers, they're in the midlife crisis and they find purpose in coaching a kid's team. You know, some people it's learning a new language. Some people it's starting a new business. Some people it's charity. Everybody it's different, but I understand why Jennifer Lopez chooses to work so hard and to keep pushing. And I think that documentary kind of showed that. And the fact that she did that project to a 25 out of 10 shows that it doesn't matter. If she's doing it, she's doing it, which I relate to also. I never related to her as much as after seeing that documentary, because it's like, we're doing it. I always say, if we're going, we're going. If we're not going, we're sleeping. And when she was like, I'm doing nothing all weekend, she meant it. Like, she meant she was laying down, dissolving. And then she was going right back there and getting herself exhausted again. I really relate to that because I know where my identity is when I'm supposed to be somewhere for work. And I get excited sometimes when I'm asked to do something for work because it means I'm going to leave my house and go somewhere. The greatest love story ever told is the documentary. This Is Me Now is her album, and that like fantasy portrayal of it. And I would rather have had the greatest love story ever told not called that. I would have it have been Jennifer Lopez on finding love, on finding true love. But the message was there. I want to see more of Jennifer and less of Jennifer doing a movie about her album. Also, it's funny because in the documentary, she's saying like, if it doesn't do well, then, you know, she was taking a chance. She was basically saying, I'm going for it and I'm taking the chance and it may bomb and it may succeed. And what's funny is I don't even know in 2023 if you can know what bombs and what succeeds. She's Jennifer Lopez. So even if a lot of people are talking about it, it's kind of a success. Like, and it's about the bottom line in many ways. And if she made money on it, which she did sell it, then it's a success. So she sold it. I don't know how much she sold it for because they say it cost her $20 million. Well, what if she sold it? What if she sold it for $5 million or even $10 million, but she got the promotion for the album? So I'm sure it wasn't a failure. At the very least, it was probably a break even. There was a L'Oreal mascara ad by an influencer, and it got panned in many ways, but so many people came to the ad, over 50 million people, and it was viral, that it was a success because people know about the mascara. So success and failure are friends now, because you can get, I bet you more people know who Jay Shetty is than they ever did before, even though he's kind of being canceled, but it seems like he's just on his page posting as if it's normal. So I don't even know if it matters.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.